cannot take it for granted. The other side has all the power right now. They run Madison. They run Washington. And they have different ideas. Their ideas are not the kinds of ideas that built this country.
That's right.
They're not the ideas that founded America.
Right.
And they're going to fight really hard for those ideas. Look at this. Look at you. Look at everybody here. We've had 1,600 delegates here in Milwaukee. Charge in Madison wants to make this state Michigan and California. And the crowd in charge in Washington is on such a tax, borrow, and spending binge that they're going to make us not like France, but like Greece if they don't want to. We believe in those ideas that built this country. We believe in liberty and freedom and free enterprise and self-determination. The results of our lives. The goal of government is to get out of our way so we can make the most of our lives. Yeah. So when I tell my colleagues in Washington, friends, it is gut check time. Yeah. It is time to count, to stand and be counted. Yeah. Our principles are on the line. We all know that very easily the American idea that made us so special, and I'm going to say something that's kind of controversial, at least in Washington, so exceptional. These ideas are at risk of being lost for good. There have been many different political realignments in America throughout our nation's history. Our Constitution has endured. Our liberties have been upheld. Our freedom and our prosperity has advanced. We're the most special nation in the history of the planet. It's the most unique system ever devised. It's the most pro-human way of organizing ourselves, and they want to substitute it for this European cradle-to-grave welfare state. We're not going to take that. And if they have their way, they'll move us down this path where there'll be so many more takers than makers in this country. We won't recognize the place, but you know what? We're not going to let them do it. No. The reason I really sleep well and feel good is because I know this country, you know this country, and we're not going to let that happen to this country. We know we've got a real challenge ahead of us. We're going to have our own political realignment. We've had political realignments throughout our nation's history. And a political realignment is underway right now. And right now, it's going hardcore left. It is going down this third wave of progressivism, or whatever you want to call it. It's very left, it's very liberal, whatever you call it, it's not America. And that is why I'm so encouraged at what I see in America today. Town hall meetings times 10. People getting out and participating. Everybody caring about their country. Talking to their cousins, talking to their parents, talking to their friends, talking to their children, getting involved. Just look at this room. Just look at this convention. We Americans know that the American idea is worth saving, that it is at risk. And because we know that, I feel so confident we will take this thing back. It's a scary time. It's a nerve-wracking time. But it's also a very exciting time. We were sleepwalking down this path anyway, and now we've been woken up. The left has awoken a sleeping giant, and that is the silent majority in this country. I am behalf of the other people who are elected here, how proud we are to work for you, how thankful we are for what you've done, how appreciative we are of your work, your dedication, keeping people honest, keeping your elected officials holding their feet to the fire, doing what you've done, doing what you're doing, and doing what you're about to do in November. So let's keep an eye on those principals, let's keep an eye on those candidates, and let's make sure that when November rolls around, the people walking around Madison and Washington are not the people walking around there today. Yeah.